Howdy, this here is the Yeehaw Yappers.
We are three amigos fighting bandits with historical facts and knowledge. In this episode, we will cover the indigenous people of South America's interaction with the Spanish explorers.
So, Trista, you heard anything about Christopher Columbus pre-exploration?
Not a lot.
I heard he had a boring life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He was like the son of a wool merchant. He got like a job on a merchant ship. A lot of merchants in there.
Where was he from?
Italy. But like whenever he was exploring, he was going through Spain, which I think is weird. But I guess the Italian rulers wouldn't fund him and his explorers' exploration. So.
Maybe they were right. Maybe they were right not exploring it or not funding him.
Probably. I mean, didn't he think that, like, America was India or something?
Yeah. A lot of explorers thought that.
It's insane.
I think a lot of explorers were actually funded by Spain, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, the conquistadors?
Like, a lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What all did the explorers even do?
Well, I know a little bit about that. So, when the explorers would come over, most of them were of religion and would try to convert just like some of the indigenous people to their religion. And that was good in their eyes, and it is good for us now because we know a lot about them. And, but that killed off probably close to 90% of the indigenous people because they weren't used to diseases that people in Europe were used to, and they all got sick.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
I mean, they were kind of, the indigenous people were all just kind of chilling on their own.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like a whole bunch of Aztecs who died or something like that?
Yep, the Aztecs were a big one.
What about like the Lacasas?
Well, Lacasas was an explorer, also funded by Spain. And he kind of realized that some of this was wrong and tried to help more indigenous people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know he had first owned slaves in Haiti, but treated them decent and then eventually got rid of them.
Yeah.
Started helping African slaves.
Yeah. What about Christopher Columbus? I know a little bit about him, but do you know anything else?
I know just a little bit. I know he had three more voyages after his first voyage to America, and he had enslaved Native Americans, even when the Queen Isabella had told him not to. And she was the one who was giving him money, which I was like, why would you go against her if she's the one funding you?
Right.
Like, and apparently there were these, this tribe called the Cannibals? And the Cabarro tribe of cannibals. And Columbus went out and killed a whole bunch of them. And these Cabarro tribe of cannibals were like rapists and killed people and everything. And Columbus took the leader's wife of the Cabarros and did a whole bunch of stuff to her. And it was just overall not a good experience. I mean, I think that's where most of us find that he's like kind of a bad person for killing a lot of people and...
Right, but also, like you said, they were cannibals.
Yeah.
So then it's like, well, who was right, who was wrong?
Yeah.
It's all like a perception thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how a lot of history is.
Yeah.
History is a lot of perspective. Depends on who you are and
yeah,
way you're looking at it.
I know some explorers brought over like wheat and rye.
Right.
But they also brought over, like you said, sickness and
right.
just killed a whole bunch of people. Like.
Yeah, that kind of makes you wonder, and you're just sitting there thinking, and you're like, well, you're like, on one hand, we could have saved all these people's lives, but on the other hand, like, would we even know, like, what shape the continents were until we got cameras? Like, we wouldn't know before we sent out, like, telescopes, and we did all the things to see them, like, would we have ever known? Would we have ever found mass? Would we have ever known that that wasn't India?
Yeah.
So I mean, it's like, there are some benefits, but there are also some negatives.
Oh, most definitely.
Well, did you hear about how when the explorers would go through, they would kind of destroy the land?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So not only were they killing people with their diseases unintentionally, but
yeah.
They were also, they'd go through and they'd pull their podiums to talk to the indigenous people and big bandwagons of people, and they'd destroy the natural terrain. Just not on purpose, but...
Yeah. I know something about Christopher Columbus and how he was trying to get a whole bunch of people to work for him, and a whole bunch of the indigenous people were like, I'm not doing that. And, like, 53,000 people, like, killed themselves because they didn't want to work with Christopher Columbus. Like, which I think is actually insane.
Yeah, that takes you back to the perspective, and it's like,
yeah.
Well... we have Columbus Day, and they wanted nothing to do with him.
Yeah. Like, was he a good person? Was he a bad person? Like...
Yeah. Right. Well, did you hear about Spanish social structure?
What was it like?
The Spanish social structure was kind of odd and would not be accepted in our society right now. But if you were, like, a full... Spanish person,
mm-hmm.
you would be a higher rank if you were born in Spain rather than Mexico.
Oh.
Right.
What about, like, people who were, like, Aztec and Spanish?
Those people were called mestizos. And they were lower than the full Spanish people and were also had the relationship of, well, if you were born in Spain... you were higher than one that was born in Mexico.
What about, like, Mexicans who were also black, like, mixed like that?
Those people were even lower than them.
Oh, like the bottom of the food chain low?
Almost, because the full, like, Latin American people were below them.
Oh my gosh. That's insane.
That would also show you, like, perspective with that. Like, if if you're, like, full-blown Spanish, you're like, yeah, this isn't that bad. But then if you're, you know, partially Spanish, you're like, hey, like, what's up with this?
Yeah. That's... So,
yeah.
Wow. I mean, there was a lot going down back then.
Yeah. It's hard to compare it to our society now because it's just... so different, like, socially acceptable things aren't the same.
Yeah. I mean, like, thinking about it, really, who are we to talk? I mean, like, we weren't there.